For the second time this year, the Elections Board has defeated a plan to make independent groups disclose their donors when they name a candidate in so-called issue ads shortly before an election. Issue ads stop short of saying vote for or against a candidate. Three Republican members of the Elections Board joined a Libertarian and a Democrat in voting against the proposed regulation. The Democrat, Martha Love, says she relied on an opinion from the board's attorney that the board can't step into what should be a legislative issue.
So that's pretty much my decision. That's why I voted no, and I stand by that. And it's kind of unfortunate that this whole issue came here.
Love also says state taxpayers would be stuck with the bill if the rule was challenged in court and thrown out. She also says she doesn't like the McCain-Feingold law that regulates issue ads for federal campaigns.
You ask me how I feel, I want to barf, to be honest with you.
That's Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He says other lawyers and judges have said the State Elections Board can create campaign rules.
You know, with all due respect to the board's legal counsel, the U.S. Supreme Court has taken a different position. The state Supreme Court has taken a different position. All the leading campaign finance attorneys in this country have taken a different position. The legislature's own attorneys have taken a different position.
McCabe wants people to contact Martha Love and ask her to move to reconsider the issue ad vote at the Elections Board next meeting in October. McCabe and others have been seeking legislative approval for issue ad controls for several years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Brookfield.